So let me welcome Sean Aronson, the voice of the St. Paul Saints. Sean, I want to begin with, how excited are you about this team heading into the playoffs?
Well, look, I'll say this, Rob. It never gets old getting into the playoffs. And look, for the first time in a while, the Saints have the best record overall in the league. You know, you remember back to 2015 and won 74 games, but it was Sioux City that had the best record in the league that year. So this is great. I'm excited about this team. This is a ball club that just continues to win in various ways. I wouldn't say that they're the most dominant team in this league, even though they have the best record. They just find ways to win. And if you were to write a summary of the season, it's the one-run game. That's how they've done it. They've won ball games by one run. And you're going to see in the playoffs that's what it's about. They're tight ball games that usually are well played. And the team that makes the fewest mistakes is going to win. And our club has been playing that way for 100 games this year.
Is there a point in the season where you look back and you say, this is where things really seem to come together?
You know, it's funny that you ask that, because I'm not sure there was necessarily a turning point. I don't know if there was that one game, but I would look at it as probably about 3 weeks ago now. We had lost to Winnipeg here at home 8-0, and it all sort of jumbled together where after the All-Star break, this team just wasn't playing very well, and it culminated in an 8-0 loss here against Winnipeg. Gets a very good pitcher, but, you know, they got two hits, and they didn't look good. And Brady Schneider called it a players-only meeting, and basically, in no uncertain terms, said, look, we can play better than what we're doing, and everyone in this room can play better than what they have. And from that point forth, they won 9 in a row and, you know, finished the season on an incredible clip. And I honestly think they all looked at each other in that room. I'm not privy to what was said. I asked Brady about it, and he just sort of gave me the Cliff Notes version of basically everyone could have played better, and they knew they could have played better, and that's what we told each other. And I think that turned everything around. These guys started to believe that they could play better than what they were. And it was the closing stretch that got them in there. Look, Kansas City could relate as well. I mean, their closing stretch was ridiculous as well, but it took every single one of those wins to get in. And so for me, I think that's what the turning point in this season was.
As you look up ahead of this series, what do you think is going to be a storyline that people are going to be talking about during the entire five-game series?
Well, I think for us, it's going to be what the Saints can do in key situations with guys on base, right? Again, we're second in the league in home runs, but I still wouldn't consider this team a home run hitting team, as strange as that sounds. You know, we've got Brady Shoemaker, Josh Allen's gone about 10 days, 11 days since his last home run, John Silviano, who hit two on the last day of the season. But he's a swing and miss type of guy. So I look at this, the most important thing this team can do against the best pitching team in the league, bar none, is can you come up with base hits with two outs and runners in scoring position? If you can do that and score 4 to 5 runs a game, I think you've got a good chance to win this series. If you don't do that, I think that it's going to be a tough road against a Fargo team that on paper looks to be the class of this league, right? They led the league in pitching. They led the league in hitting. It's a dangerous, dangerous team over there. Even though the Saints have won 6 straight against Fargo, they won 9 out of 12 against Fargo. I think that this is a dangerous Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks team. On the flip side, I think for the Redhawks, what people are going to be talking about is going to be their pitching. If they can pitch as well as they did in the regular season and not make mistakes, not make the key mistakes, because I honestly feel that is what has happened in the games that the Saints have won in the last 6. Fargo has made more of the mistakes. If they can limit that, I think that they have a chance to win this series. So I think those are the storylines on either side of this this ledger for both these teams.
Sean, who do you think needs to have a big series for the Saints to win?
Can I say everybody? it's no one person in the playoffs. I don't think you can go in and and have one person carry the team. But I'll give you one on the offensive side and one on the defensive side, or the pitching side, I guess. Whoever George hits behind Brady Shoemaker, Fargo is not going to give Brady anything to hit in any sort of situation. Anytime there's a runner at second base and, you know, two outs or even less than two outs, Brady's not going to see a pitch to hit. So whether that's John Silviano hitting behind him, whether it's Josh Allen, whether it's Jeremy Martinez, whether it's Jabari Henry, whoever hits behind Brady in this series, they're going to have to come up big. Because I honestly don't believe Brady's going to see more than one or two pitches a game, and that'll be with nobody on base. On the pitching side, look, I think Eddie Medina will be fine. I have confidence in Chris Lee. But I think Ryan Zimmerman is the guy that needs to step up on the pitching side. Look, this is just his second year, and I think everybody forgets that because of how well he's pitched this year. But the erratic behavior can be there, and I think he's going to need to step up in the starter's role because he's going to go up whenever he pitches, whether it's game two, game three. He's going to go up against a guy that's in the top 10 in ERA because Fargo's got three of those guys, and so you're going to have to match that guy, whoever it may be, throughout the game.
Sean, a week from now, if the St. Paul Saints have won this series, what will have happened that they were able to advance?
Again, I think this is a cliche for the plus. They're going to be the team that makes the fewest mistakes. I honestly believe that. Whether it's on the base paths, whether it's in the field, whether it's, you know, pitches they make, whether it's, look, the Achilles heel for this team has been hitting into double plays. They hit into 101 double plays this year. That's the most in the league. So if they make the fewest mistakes, they're going to wind up winning this series. And they proved that in the season series with the Red Hawks. They made the fewer mistakes in the last six games that they played. And again, Fargo's a good team, but no team can overcome two, three, four mistakes in any one game. And both these teams, and including Kansas City and Cincinnati in their series, will be under the microscope on every single pitch, on every single moment, because that's playoff baseball.
If people want to catch your broadcast, Sean, how would they do so?
Yeah, so KFAN Plus 96.7. You can download the iHeart radio app, which I'm sure a lot of people have, but you can get it for free wherever you are around the country. The iHeart radio app is KFAN Plus, not KFAN. KFAN is a big station in the area, and we're not quite that big. So KFAN Plus, you can tune in. And then, of course, if the first two games were in Fargo, if you don't want to listen to me because you want to listen to the Golden Pipes of Jack Michaels, by all means, tune in to AmericanAssociationBaseball.tv. And then when we're home for games three, and if necessary, four and five, it's the same thing. And I know a lot of people do that. They watch the video stream. By all means, I encourage people to tune in because I think you've got two amazing series. On the South, you've got a rematch. And on the North, you've got two rivals that would love to knock the other ones off. They have not met in the playoffs since 2004. And Rob, I don't know if I need to tell you this, and I don't know if I need to tell Saints fans this, but the last time the Saints won a championship was 2004. So I think there are a lot of people around here that are hoping that history repeats itself and they're able to knock out the Red Hawks in the first round and go on to win a championship for this first time in 15 years.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, Sean.
Thanks, Rob.